This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program This is a Sunnah 2 And as you know by now in this program we are trying to cover those beautiful those majestic sunnahs of the Prophet عليه السلام that relate to the inner relate to the beautiful Akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to mention another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard, and that is speaking the truth. Speaking the truth is something that is commendable and praiseworthy in all religions of the world. Even amongst those people who do not ascribe to any religion, what I mean by saying this is that universally speaking the truth, speaking honestly, is praised and commended. And the religion of Islam, the beautiful religion of Islam, the final religion sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is no different. Islam encourages speaking the truth. Islam instructs a believer to speak the truth to the extent that Islam says that if you do not tell the truth without a valid shari'i reason, then you are sinful and liable for punishment. That's the difference. Islam praises the quality of speaking the truth, but at the same time it warns against not speaking the truth. It warns those who lie and who use lying in their speech. So inshallah, in this episode, we are going to cover the benefits of speaking the truth as highlighted in the Quran Al-Kareem, in the Ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and inshallah, we will hear some accounts of speaking the truth as well. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Surah Ma'idah, Para 7, verse 119. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم Translation This is that day when the truthful will gain benefit from their truth meaning from telling the truth لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا For them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will abide therein forever. Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Him. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the great success. So subhanAllah, in this ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Day of Judgment. And how those who were truthful in the world will be benefited by their truthful speech. And not only does it mention that they will be benefited, it mentions and states the exact reward. They will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will abide therein forever. Obviously, this is in reference to paradise. Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah as their Lord. That is the great success. So, this is the benefit their viewers of speaking the truth, telling the truth. And in the Quran, in Para 21, Surah Ahzab, verse 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ So that Allah rewards the truthful for their truth, due to that truth, due to them telling the truth. Again, reward is being mentioned. The truthful will be rewarded. And as we know, in other places, those who lie have been spoken of and not in a good light. Lying is condemned. Lying is prohibited. Lying is reprehensible. But here Allah speaks about rewarding those who are truthful because of their truth, because of this habit that they adopted in their life, they were always truthful. Let us now go to the Ahadith-e Mubarakah. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he's a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father, meaning the father of Sayyiduna Jabir, Sayyiduna Samura, he states that we were in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a person appeared and he asked, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which amal is the greatest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, speaking the truth and fulfilling the trust. Now, the father of Sayyiduna Jabir, who is narrating this hadith, Sayyiduna Samura radiyallahu anhu, he said, at this maqam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please mention further. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting salat upon me, this leads to poverty being removed and done away with. Subhanallah. So what do we learn from this hadith? That a person came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many people would ask, which amal is the best in the court of Allah? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply with? Speaking the truth and fulfilling the trust. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu anhu's father, who was the narrator, who was there, who was witnessing this, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instruct us further, say something else. The Prophet alayhi salam said that doing dhikr in abundance and reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are such a'mal which remove poverty from a person. Subhanallah. What do we learn from this hadith? The greatest actions in the court of Allah, speaking the truth, fulfilling the trust. Speaking the truth. How much do we speak the truth? How many of us implement the truth in our life? In this society that we're in today, ma'azallah, people are heard saying, you won't be able to survive if you speak the truth. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. Allah is saying, speak the truth, and we're saying, people are saying today, that you can't survive if you speak the truth. People will eat you alive. Your rights won't be fulfilled. Don't speak the truth. Ma'adallah. They say this directly, indirectly. But what are we told? Greatest actions in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking the truth. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was defining the truth. He mentioned, when you adopt four things, then you have nothing to fear if the world departs from you. At the time of the world departing from you, you have nothing to fear. What are those four things? Number one, speaking the truth. Number two, protecting the trust. Number three, good character. And number four, halal sustenance, halal income. So these four things, even if the world departs from you, you will have no fear. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Speaking the truth, protecting the trust, good character, displaying good character, and number four, earning halal. And we need to ask ourselves, are these things a part of our life? Do we speak the truth? Do we protect and preserve the trust? Do we adopt good character and show good character? And lastly, do we earn halal? These are things for us to ponder upon. Another hadith, Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu an narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guarantee six things for me, take care of six things for me, I will be a guarantor for you entering Jannah. You guarantee me six things, I will be a guarantor for your entrance into Jannah. Guarantor of Jannah for you. Number one, whenever you speak, speak the truth. Speak truthfully. Number two, whenever you make a promise, fulfill it. Whenever you make a promise, fulfill it. Number three, when you have taken a trust, you're entrusted with something, then you should fulfill that trust. Number four, protect your private parts. Number five, lower your gaze, keep your eyes lowered. And number six, restrain your hands. Subhanallah, paradise is being guaranteed. By whom? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He He said, I will be a guarantor of paradise for you. Do six things. And what are those six things we just heard? Whenever you speak the truth. Whenever you make a promise, fulfill it. Whenever you take on a trust, fulfill it, give it back. The fourth thing, protect your private parts. Number five, lower your gaze, keep your eyes low. And number six, restrain your hands. Subhanallah. Again, these are things for us to ponder upon. How much of this hadith are we acting upon? If we're fulfilling all six of these things, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. This is the mercy of Allah upon us. But if we're falling short in any one of these six things that were mentioned, we need to be mindful, we need to be careful, we need to work on ourselves, we need to improve ourselves, inshallah. Another hadith describing the virtues of telling the truth. Sayyiduna Mansur bin Mu'tamir radiyallahu ta'ala an. He narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, speak the truth even if you notice that your destruction is found within it. Meaning, even if you feel you'll be destroyed because of it, because of telling the truth. Why? Because salvation is only found in speaking the truth. Allahu Akbar. Look how much the Prophet alayhi wa sallam emphasized it. He described it. He said, speak the truth even if it means you will fall into destruction. Why? Because true salvation, actual salvation, is found in speaking the truth. Subhanallah. Let's hear another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhumah states that a person came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, tell me of a heavenly action, an action of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, speaking the truth. Subhanallah, speaking the truth is a heavenly act, an act of paradise. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, when a person speaks the truth, he does a righteous act, he does a virtuous act. And when he does a virtuous act, what's the result? He is protected. And when he is protected, he will be entered into Jannah. He will gain entry into Jannah. Then that person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me an action of the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, speaking a lie, lying. When a person lies, he commits a sin. And when he sins, he is ungrateful. And when he is ungrateful, he enters hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Again, a powerful hadith. Speaking the truth leads to what? Leads to a person doing a good deed. A good deed leads to being protected. And when a person is protected, he will enter Jannah. Conversely, a person lies, he commits a sin. He commits a sin, he is ungrateful. When he is ungrateful, he will enter the hellfire. So this is something again to ponder upon as well. We should teach our kids. Unfortunately, sometimes subconsciously we're teaching them to lie. Somebody's come to the house, somebody's knocking on the door, and we see through the app on our phone who it is, and we say, oh, not him today, I'm not in the mood. And they say to the kid, go and open the door and tell them, mommy's not at home, daddy's not at home. And that's what the kid does. The kid will do what the parents tell it to do. But you're making the child lie. You're upstairs, you're in another part of the house. But just so that you don't have to see this person today, you don't have to confront him, speak to him, you make your child lie. This is incorrect. Secondly, with parents, especially mothers, they may scare their children, young children. If you don't do this, I will summon so-and-so, or I will call so-and-so's dog, and then you'll be harmed by that dog. Or I will call so-and-so monster, ma'adallah, just to instill fear in the child's heart, to get the child to do what they have commanded. But this is incorrect. If you're not really going to do it, or if you say to the child, do this and I'll give you a sweet, but you don't have any sweets. Do this and I'll do this for you. I'll fulfill this wish of yours. But you don't have the means to fulfill that wish. So you have to ask your heart, what am I saying? Is it the truth or am I lying? So these are things we should ponder upon. Let us now go to the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect role model for us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah number 214 of Surah Shu'ara, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ and make your close relatives fear Allah. This verse was revealed. The hukum was revealed. Make your close relatives fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do one day? He went to Mount Safa, climbed to the top, and he called out to his nation, to his tribe, Quraysh. When the Quraysh gathered to hear what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh my nation, oh my qawm, if I were to tell you that behind this mountain there is an army which is ready to attack you, will you believe me?" All of them spoke at once. And they said, "Yes, definitely we will believe you." And now they mentioned the reason. "Because we have forever observed you telling the truth. We've always observed you, witnessed you telling the truth." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then I say to you, I am warning you of divine punishment. I am warning you of divine punishment, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do not embrace faith, if you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishment will descend upon you." But when they hear this bit, this was not according to their liking, because they were enemies of Islam. They were obstinate people, many of them. They didn't want to accept Islam. So when they heard this bit, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed them to believe in Allah, otherwise punishment will descend, what happened? The Quraysh, including Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they all became severely upset, very upset. And they left at once. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was abused by them verbally. They began to say all sorts of things regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is an account from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just because the da'wah, the invitation was towards something they disliked, they completely disregarded what they said moments ago. That if you tell us that there's an army behind this mountain ready to attack us, we'll believe you. Why? Because you've always told the truth. And when this truth was told, that believe in Allah, otherwise divine punishment will descend, they did not believe in it. They rejected it. So this was their misfortune. But what we are trying to mention through this account is, look how truthful the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was. The Quraysh, the entire Quraysh knew that the Prophet alaihi wasallam did not lie. This was not found within his blessed nature, his blessed dhat. He would always tell the truth. And he commanded others to tell the truth, as you've heard in various ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So this was just one account from the life of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, which testifies to his truthfulness. We are followers of the Prophet alaihi wasallam. Today, ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, na'udhu billah, Muslims are lying when trading, when doing business. Muslims lie maybe in job interviews. Muslims are lying amongst their friends. Muslims lie to get an advantage at work. And it's hurtful to say this, that a Muslim is lying. These two shouldn't come together, a Muslim and lie. Because Muslims are the standard bearers of truth. We uphold the truth in all situations. We are devotees of the Prophet ﷺ. But unfortunately, we are lying. And we're following everybody else. And we have this false understanding that if you don't lie, you won't succeed. Ma'adallah, lying will not make you succeed. You may think in the short term you've achieved something by lying, but there will be no barakah in that thing that you do. The blessings will be lifted and you will have to face the consequences of lying. Whereas if you tell the truth in all situations, at times it may harm you in the short term. But when we look at the long term, and when we look at the akhirah, inshallah you will gain blessings. Allah will bless you in this world for telling the truth. And most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in the akhirah as well. May Allah jalla wa ala make us true devotees of the Prophet alayhi salam and enable us to adopt truthfulness and truthful speech in all circumstances. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah.